You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, where we're going to look ahead to Friday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10pm with Luke Elder, Ollie Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley in the studio. A good Friday to look forward to as well. We've got racing on the turf at Newmarket, including the listed Bosrosham Filly Stakes. We've also got good racing at Wetherby over the obstacles. Day one of the Charlie Hall meeting there. A couple of listed racers on their car, jumping from Uttoxeter, and the usual Friday evening fair on the all-weather at Newcastle and Dundalk. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Chris Pimlott. How the devil are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I am in stupendous form, to say the least. Enjoying this little bit of Indian summer that we're having. Beautiful sunshine this week. It just makes you feel that little bit better. Makes me feel that it's just going to see the winter on a little bit, and the colours of the trees and everything else just so beautiful at the moment in time. So glad to be out and about.
Good. And the return of good jumpers as well, Pimmy.
It's just starting now, isn't it? Starting. What a performance by Thistlecrack earlier on in the week.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. He did everything. He was short, he was long, he was good. He was like he's been doing it all his life.
Yeah.
Fantastic performance. Absolutely brilliant.
He's gone favourite for the Gold Cup on the back of that, Pimmy. He's had one race over fences in public and he's already 4-1 favourite for the Gold Cup.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe we've... tilting at Wilman slightly there, but by the same token, you know,
it's the potential, isn't it?
And we know he's got the ability because of what he showed over hurdles.
Yeah.
We know he stays, and the other day at Chepstow, was he proved what a natural jumper he is.
Yeah.
So you know, there are an awful lot of ticks in boxes. Obviously, we saw Coney Gree do it, so you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibilities that it can be done again. But again, you know, they've actually got loads of options because they could go back to the World Hurdle if they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's good, and I think it's good that the Tizards are getting plenty of support. You know, they've just received that big batch of horses from Ireland, and they've proved that they're good enough if they've got the potential to put it on the track. So, I would say it's exciting times for the Tizards.
Yeah, plenty of, they received plenty of horses from the Pots, in the Pots colours.
Yeah.
Big weekend for the Tizards as well. Q Card back in action in the Charlie Hall Chase, we're imagining. Won the race last year, of course. 8-11 favourite to win it again this season. Black Lion 6-1. 8-1 for Virac. Menorah is 10s. 10-1 for Sausalito Sunrise and The Last Samurai as well. 12-1 for Dynast. Irish Cavalier is 14. 16 Safir de Ruhr, and Wakanda is the 25-1 outsider. We haven't got final declarations for the race yet, but if those horses turn up, we're in for a cracker of a Charlie Hall.
Oh, yeah, and so we should be. I mean, it's a very prestigious race, early season as well.
Yeah.
Q Carper, a stunning performance up there last year, and there's no reason why he can't do it again this year. I mean, he just went from strength to strength, didn't he, last year? Forecast looks fairly settled. I think they'll produce really perfect jumping ground at Wetherby at the weekend. And again, it's just a nice feast of top horses for the people of Yorkshire to go and watch.
Yeah. Do you think Q Carper will win it again?
I think he's very difficult to oppose. And again, I think the thing about him is, you know, he does run well fresh. So I think that's a big plus for him. And of the others, you know, The Last Samurai had a fantastic year last year. Saturday won't be his goal, but he still, for me, could outrun run his price because he's a big price.
Yeah.
But again, I would presume the National will be his target again, you know.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Also going to see Native River in action at Wetherby as well for the Tizards, who's second favourite for the Hennessy at the moment. He's going to go over hurdles to start his season.
Yeah.
So interesting to see how he gets on his reappearance. Anything else in the news caught your eye, Pimmy? I mean, there's one story that I'm surprised you haven't... I'd be surprised if you haven't picked up. Racing history was made in Hong Kong on Wednesday. Do you know why?
No, I haven't a clue. You've got me there, buddy.
It was the first ever void race in Hong Kong.
Was it?
Because there was a misplaced rake on the course.
Oh, right, a rake on the track.
Yeah, so careful where you put your gardening equipment.
Oh, blimey, hecky. Somebody will be in for some trouble there, won't they? Oh, blimey. Just think of the millions in betting turnover in Hong Kong that will have lost. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was leaning against the side of the stalls, got caught in the starting mechanism, and stalls 3, 6, 10 and 12 open as they should, but there was a delay before 2, 4, 5, 7, 8 and 11 opened. So
right.
They avoided the race.
I thought basically you were saying there was a rake just on the track. And,
that could have been
dangerous, yeah. But anyway, that's all interesting stuff, and it just shows that even in Hong Kong now and again they can get it wrong.
Yeah.
Not very often, like.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind, Pimmy, before we move on?
No, like you say, I'm just looking forward to the weekend at Weatherby. Obviously, in between, then we've got the big racing in America. And then the following weekend, it's the first proper National Hunt weekend at Cheltenham. What is it, 3 days now?
Three days now,
yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So that's all to look forward to. So, yeah, it's I've been, you know, through and through a jumps man. It's really exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And again, I'm loving seeing these new kids on the block, Dan Skelton, Neil Mulholland, Greatrex, Warren Greatrex, you know, these young lads coming through to start, throw down a bit of a gauntlet towards Paul Nicholls and whoever. The only thing I will say, and I'm bitterly disappointed with this, and I think that the card at Sedgefield warrants it completely, that the Durham National, with a £30,000 pot, 9 runners, and 3 of them are only Northern horses. So 3 out of 9 are Northern based. And Brian Ellison's got 2 of them. Mm. You've got Dr. Newland, David Pipe, Charlie Longson, Lucy Wadham, and Peter Bowen, Fergal O'Brien, all travelling for that big pot. But you never see Northern horse travelling anywhere for a pot.
Mm.
There's just no strength in depth. And the other disappointing thing that I've seen lately is a lot of Northern trainers are using Southern jockeys.
Yeah.
And again, that's a bitter pill, because what they're saying is we don't feel anybody in the North, with possibly the exception of Brian Hughes, are we going to use if the likes of Paddy Brennan and whoever are available. So I think it's a real wake-up call for us in the North that we've got some issues. How in the hell we're going to sort it, I haven't a clue. But again, being an old-timer, the North, we had Arthur Stevenson, Gordon Richards, Jimmy Fitzgerald, to name but a few, that could go down south and take them on and have runners in every race at Weatherby and ever. That's not happening now.
No. It's just the sign of the times, isn't it? The runners rather back the Skeltons and the Harry Fryers and so on that are coming through and based Southern, and they don't seem to want to back the North.
No, not at all. Not at all. And for I don't really know what the reason is regarding that. But it was a big North-South divide in the 80s, where the North held sway. In the noughties or wherever we are now, it's definitely the South that holds its sway.
Yeah. I hope it's just a cycle thing and it comes back round eventually, but I wouldn't know.
Well, you might be here to see it. I definitely won't be.
Yeah.
And Mick Norton definitely won't be. and Ken Pitterson, well, he definitely won't be either.
All right, OK. Well, let's move on from that. We've got plenty of good racing to look forward to on Friday. Some of it is in the North, although it's dominated a little bit by Southern Trainers.
Yeah. it's a Northern track,
yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, we're going to get Pimmy Sorts in 4 races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Newmarket first. We start there in there. 225, and this is a class 4 handicap over a mile and a quarter. 3-year-olds and older in action here, Pimmy. It's quite an interesting race. We've got some horses coming here in good form that have won last time out. We've also got the likes of Wadigaw that's very unexposed and could be anything. Quite an interesting mix of runners here.
Yeah, it is. I'm just going to hope that this race ignites my winning ways, with it being the Spark Plugs handicap. Happy days, yes.
Very good.
There we go. Yeah, Wadigaw's interesting, obviously. Made a winning debut at Wolverhampton. Form in that race hasn't been fab, but one or two of it in the race have run well, if not without winning. So, you know, we've got to take on trust that there's going to be a big chunk of improvement from this fella. Handicapper really not taking too many chances either, giving him a mark of 81. But I just feel that this could be a stepping stone to much bigger and better things. Of the other horses that are in the race that come into the race in good form, Ocean 11's been in cracking form, won off 73, 76, now race off a mark of 80. So whether the handicapper's just got his measure now off that mark remains to be seen. And then you got So Celeb from the very much informed yard of Ian Williams's. Again, he wrote one off 68 two or three runs ago. He now races off a mark of 76. Was beaten by Ocean 11, actually, last time out. But he gets a £3 pull, which basically should give him sway over Ocean 11 tomorrow. And I'm hoping he's going to run a big race. But for me, I'm taking a chance that there is a lot more to come from Wajidor.
Standing with the potential then of Wadigor in the 2.25 at Newmarket. Moving on to the second race we look at HQ. This is the 3 o'clock at Newmarket. It's the Bosrosham EBF Filly Stakes, a listed race for the fillies over 6 furlongs. Two-year-olds in action for this one, Pimmy. And there's some potentially nice two-year-old fillies in there.
Oh, this is a smashing little race, yeah. Really good. Obviously a good prize on offer. The main thing is for these two-year-old fillies that they're getting some black type. Know that will hopefully enhance their potentials to go as broodmare later on in the careers. On official ratings, Perfect Angel's the one they've got to beat for Andrew Baldwin and Martin Dwyer. I mean, she ran well enough in defeat last time we saw her, and that was at York behind Sir Dancelot. She ran really well. She was 92 favourite, to be fair, on that occasion. Prior to that, she'd run really well in defeat in a Group 2 race as well. So she's got the form in the book, and, you know, she's more than likely going to head the market. So Perfect Angel, an interesting player. I thought two against the field are the two Simcot runners, Mystic Dawn and Pellucid. Both won on debuts, possibly haven't fulfilled that potential as of late. But again, Simcox horses are in good form, and I think these two fillies could possibly leave a bit of their form behind. And the other interesting one, which again on official ratings has a fair bit to find, is that in the shape of Loving. She won her maiden at Yarmouth last time out. Obviously, she's got a improve significantly to be taking a hand in the finish. But again, I think this filly owned by Cheveley Park Stud will have an opportunity to show that she is slightly better than what she's shown so far. So, two against the field, I think. Perfect Angel and Loving.
Couple against field then for Pimmy in the 3 o'clock at Newmarket. Moving to Weatherby next for the 3.20. This is a listed race, a listed handicap chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. We've got a field of 8 to go to post here. Pimmy, we might as well start with Theatre Guide, given that the Tizards have started the season well. And Theatre Guide is a real solid performer in grade 3 handicap, listed handicap kind of level, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he's a very, very good horse. You know, he's got an official mark of 152, so that tells its own story. He's got the piece in the tongue tie on as normal. Comes back off an 188-day break. Whether that bothers you or not, I don't think so, really. He got a bit weary, didn't he, last time we saw him at Haydock, should I say Sandown. That was over 3 miles, five. So, again, dropping down a significant bit tomorrow in trip, and that just might be a slight negative regarding his chances, to be honest. Indian Stream comes for that very much informed yard of Neil Mulholland, beaten a long way last time. Whether you can forgive him, that remains to be seen. Prior to that, he had been in good form, Indian Stream. Jack of Clubs, very tough, very consistent. Again, another yard that can do no wrong at the moment. That of Malcolm Jefferson's. Pair of Jacks ran well enough in defeat last time out, and he just got beaten by Lord Wishes a length at Weatherby over tomorrow's trip. So certainly he's a big player. And I think the other one that you'd have to take into the equation, if you can say it, Abricot de la Oasis.
Abricot de la Oasis, I think.
Abricot de la Oasis. Well, whatever you want to say, he's very tough. He's very consistent. He's from that yard of the Skeletons. And again, there could be a little bit more to come from him. Very impressive at 4-9 when he won 192 days ago. But again, off a mark of 130, he could be just lurking in the wings for a much bigger and better season. So I think with Theatre Guy taking a significant drop back in trip, pair of Jacks, good horse, but whether he's quite good enough off a mark of 139 remains to be seen. I think I'm just going to side with the Skeleton runner. Hopefully his tough, consistent season last year can progress.
Abricot de la Oasis then for Pimmy in the 3.20 at Weatherby. And we finish off at Weatherby in their 3.55, which is the Wensleydale Juvenile Hurdle, a listed race over 2 miles. Three-year-olds in action for this one. Paul Nichols of St. Cliffs of Dover up here. Pimmy, he's won 4 of his 5 starts over hurdles. Is he the one to beat, as most people will probably expect?
I mean, what he did at Cheltenham for a three-year-old in handicap company was quite something, really. I mean, admittedly, he only had a low weight of 10 stone 3. But again, against hardened, seasoned, you know, hurdlers, to stand the hurly-burly of that, it's a real stepping stone forward, is that. And again, going back to the Dickinson days, when they had horses getting primed for the big, big days, the novices, they would all go in a handicap before they went back into novice hurdles, just to get them educated to learn, because you go that little bit quicker, there's a little bit more hustle and bustle. He came through that test with flying colours, and he's definitely the one they've all got to beat, despite, obviously, him giving weight all round. Canford Thompson, well, he was a fluky winner at Weatherby last time out. You know, he got the rubber, the green, for sure. The other jockeys, I think, were still having a little snooze after two or three hurdles. He won't be able to repeat those tactics again tomorrow. Rainbow Dreamer from Alan King, he ran well enough in defeat on debut behind Dolus. That was at Chepstow. And his stable companion is an interesting one, and that's in the shape of Master Blue Eyes, who will be getting an £8 pull from Cliffs of Dover. If he can repeat his flat form of a mark of 84 over hurdles, he definitely would be a player receiving that amount of weight. He's sure to be well scored, and with Wayne Hutchinson taking the mount, you'd imagine that he is the chosen one of the stable.
Did you take a little bit of a chance on him then, or do you have to side with Cliffs of Dover? How do you play it in the end?
I think Cliffs of Dover was very impressive with what he had achieved last time out. But again, that was only 7 days ago. He's been fairly highly tested. I think I might just take him with Master Blue Eyes, because he might just have to be very special to be able to give £8 away at this stage of the game.
OK. Alan King has won this race in the past as well with Secret Edge, so he knows what it takes to get a juvenile to win this kind of race.
Yeah, it's a shame again that we haven't got more runners, and we haven't got more northern runners in it, you know what I mean? Mm. Mickey Hammond's got his, Brian Ellison and Diane Sayer, but, you know, the main protagonists, the ones that are going to be looking to win that 11,390, are basically southern-based horses.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Pimmy's thoughts then for the four races on Friday. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary before you go. Pimmy, just confirm your selections for us then.
Yeah, in the 2.25 at Newmarket, we're going to go with Wadigo, hoping he can improve on his winning debut. In the listed fillies race, I'm going to take two against the field in the shape of Perfect Angel and Loving. And over to the proper racing up at Weatherby at 3.20, Abrico de la Oie. I think that's how we pronounce it. But if you want to look on your race card, it's number 5. And in the juvenile hurdle, going to take a chance with the hurdling debutante, Master Blue Eyes.
Superb, Pimmy. Good work. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy it on Friday.
Can't wait.
So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's action. You'll hear it all here on Racing Radio from 1.10pm. Luke Elder, Ollie Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley will be the team in the studio. They're live from 1.10pm. Real good day to look forward to. We've got racing on the flat at Newmarket, jumping from Weatherby and Uttoxeter, and all-weather action in the evening at Newcastle and Dundalk. So there really is something for everybody. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.